From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The Attorney General in the state of Michigan has asked that a vote recount be stopped because the party requesting it had no chance of winning. Attorney General Bill Schuette said Friday he filed a lawsuit asking the state Supreme Court to stop the recount. Schuette argues that the Green Party, whose presidential candidate Jill Stein filed the lawsuit, could not justifiably seek a recount in Michigan because Stein was not aggrieved to an extent, that is, that the miscounting of votes would have caused her to lose. Stein captured only about 1% of the vote in that state. Meanwhile, in Wisconsin, supporters of President-elect Donald Trump filed a federal lawsuit Thursday, which contends that the recount threatens the due process rights of those who voted for Trump. The Green Party has said that recount efforts are attempts to ensure the integrity of the U.S. voting system and not to change the results of last month's election. Meanwhile, President-elect Donald Trump continued to meet with potential cabinet appointees at the Trump Tower in New York on Friday. Republican Senator David Perdue of Georgia says that Trump is putting together a dream team. Senator Perdue defended Trump's decision to tap former Goldman Sachs executive Steve Mnuchin as Treasury Secretary and billionaire Wilbur Ross as Commerce Secretary.
I don't think Elaine Chao is a billionaire. I don't think Reince Priebus is a billionaire. I mean, certainly you've got big business in there, but we're trying to get the free enterprise system going again. Why not pick a few people from the free enterprise system?
Thursday night, Trump announced that he would appoint former Marine Corps General James Mathis as his new Secretary of Defense. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United Nations says that more than 31,000 civilians have fled eastern Aleppo, Syria, since Syrian government forces captured more than one-third of the rebel-held territory earlier this week. Jens Laerke, the spokesman for the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, says some people fleeing eastern Aleppo reportedly were experiencing difficulty and, in some cases, putting their lives in danger. Adrian Edwards, a spokesman for the UN Refugee Agency, said that temperatures in the region are dropping quickly, so providing shelter to the population of destitute people was now the most urgent need.
We've been providing tents, shelter, other sealing off kits to help meet urgent needs, improve living conditions for people. We're also working with partners to try and quickly rehabilitate structures as the temperatures are also falling.
Rebel-held-controlled eastern Aleppo has been besieged for nearly 5 months. The Syrian government of President Bashar al-Assad has not allowed humanitarian aid into the city since early July. Gambia's Electoral Commission says opposition candidate Adama Barrow has won an upset victory in the country's presidential poll, beating longtime ruler Yahya Jammeh. The Independent Electoral Commission announced Friday that Barrow won 263,000 votes, or 45% of the total. Jammeh took 212,000 votes, or about 36%. A third candidate won 17%. Jammeh has ruled the tiny West African nation since taking power in a military coup in 1994. He won four subsequent elections that critics said were neither free nor fair. Rights groups have often accused him of having political opponents and journalists either arrested or killed. Angolan President José Eduardo Santos has led the oil-rich nation for 37 years, but he says he will not stand for re-election in next year's polls. State radio said Friday that the ruling MPLA party had decided that the Minister of Defense, João Lourenço, will be the party's presidential candidate in 2017. The 74-year-old Dos Santos has led Angola since 1979. He is the second longest-serving ruler in Africa. Employers hired American workers at a brisk pace in November, a reflection of rising confidence in the economy. The Labor Department reported Friday that non-farm payrolls increased by a seasonally adjusted 178,000 last month. November's 4.6% unemployment rate was the lowest since August of 2007. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.